When I ended my lesson yesterday, I was talking about people prophesying. You know how Joel said that in the last day he would pour out his spirit on the handmaidens and on the servants and on the sons and daughters, and that all of them would prophesy. I know that everybody doesn't have the gift of prophecy, nor of healing, nor of working miracles, nor of the gift of tongues. But some will have this. Someone in the church will be able to speak in tongues, will be able to prophesy, will be able to share their dreams and visions. God said that he would place these prophets and apostles in the church in order to do such a thing. In fact, Peter goes on to say in this same message that he was preaching on the day of Pentecost, at the end of the message, he said this, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God should call." Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, made this statement, a statement that I believe is true. Let's look what happened in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. The Bible tells us that the apostles and the disciples of Christ at Jerusalem had undergone severe persecution, and they were being scattered throughout the region. And the Bible says, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria. That was one of those cities where the mixed race people lived, where the scum of Israel lived, a place where the Jews didn't want to go. The people that lived there, the Jews looked down on. They thought of them as just trash. Trashy people lived in Samaria. But oh, that did not stop Philip. Philip was on the same course of action that our Lord was on. Our Lord told John's disciples, when they questioned him whether he be the Christ or not, "You go back and tell John what you see here. The gospel is being preached to the poor, the uneducated, the outcast of Israel, the poor, the maimed, the crippled, the blind." They were having the gospel preached to them. And now we have Philip going about doing the same thing. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto these things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Philip was not an apostle. I've heard people say that only the apostles spoke in tongues and work miracles. Here we have a layman who, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, could do preaching. Philip, who was only an elder in the church, a man who served the widows their meals, a man who was designated to help the poor, that no matter what position you have, if you are full of faith and full of the Holy Spirit, as Philip was, you can do mighty deeds for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when he preached, the people gave heed with one accord after hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city when they believed Philip's preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, both men and women. Now, when word of this got back to Jerusalem, the Bible says this, when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was not fallen upon none of them, only that they were baptized in the name of Jesus, and then lay their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.